Without a man wearing a ski mask, he clearly knew where the cameras were.
See guys walking backwards in certain areas?
A man's bill could easily be Kenneth.
Not enough. We need a face. What do we know about the divorce settlement?
Well, Kenneth and Andrea married in 98. He accrued a net worth of $27 million in the first decade of their marriage.
Wow.
California's a no-fault state. How did Andrea end up with so much?
A prenup. If Kenneth cheated, Andrea got 90% of everything. According to court transcripts, Kenneth's lawyers argued that Andrea was psychologically unbalanced, that her deranged behavior was much of a cost for the failed marriage as Kenneth's infidelity. There was no proof of it, and the judge sympathized and awarded her 95% of their net worth for defamation.
California's tough.
Seems like revenge stalking. Serves a psychological need, a way of holding on to the person being stalked.
So Kenneth is trying to maintain a connection with Andrea even while he goes about destroying everything in her life that she took away from him? Why would he do that?
I don't know. It could explain the song, the nostalgic ploy. It's a cliche.
I told you. We love our cliches here. They even come with a soundtrack.
But Roberta Flack? What are you talking about?
Your life has a soundtrack, then.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
What were you listening to on the way to work?
The Carpenters, Greatest Hits.
You should keep that to yourself.
And You're So Cool?
Pearl Jam.
White Winged Dove, Stevie Nicks.
Everyone is so retro.
And you?
What?
Song?
Let's focus on Kenneth. Traffic cams, parking tickets. Let's see if he was in the vicinity of Andrea's house, violating the restraining order. And Jack, it's a Pat Benatar day.